We want to adopt from foster care. What are the steps for that?
Any adoption, any kind of adoption, the first step is the home study. That's what approves you to adopt, assuming that you go through everything, the background checks, the doctor, and everything, and you're approved. And once that happens, then we help you with the matching process. The matching process has many steps. The children that you will be inquiring about, and we'll let you know of the different websites where you can inquire, where the children are hosted. The child's team will decide if you are the best fit for that child or not, based on your background that they're reading in the home study and the child's background that you don't know yet. If they feel you might be a good fit, then they're going to reach out by email to us and to you. They'll send some information for you to read on the child to see if you remain interested. Sometimes before they do that, they speak with you, but generally they send a little bit to read. If you like what you read and you want to continue forward, because you may read it and say, oh no, that child's not for us. But if you remain interested, then they may email you a little bit more or go ahead and set up the phone time. There might be a little back and forth with just one social worker, but when the phone meeting is scheduled, there's typically 4 to 6 people on there. They each play a different role in the child's life. One will share about school, one will share about the counseling sessions, a little bit of this and that, so that you have a fuller picture. And then at that point, you can also decide if you're still moving forward or no. If you say yes, then the team will start to work on you visiting the child in whatever state the child lives in. And then after your visit, if you still want to continue forward, then they start transitioning the child with their therapist and the social worker that they've known for a long time to get the child ready to come to your home. They will typically bring the child to you. You do not have to go back. The other thing is with these adoptions, you don't have to worry about the legal fees. The state picks up that and they choose the attorney and everything else. You won't even know it's happening. It's all behind the scenes. So you won't have that cost. Your only cost will be the home study cost and our agency fee to play the role with you or be the agency that's representing you in this. When you start inquiring about specific children, you don't want to just inquire about one and then wait on that one. You want to keep inquiring because it's almost like a mathematical thing. The more you inquire, the more you're increasing the odds that you're going to match sooner rather than later. And because you don't know the child's background, you will say no to some of the children you've inquired about. So in order to keep it moving forward, you just want to keep inquiring. Until you are matched and you've gone through that phone conversation with the child's team and you're getting ready to go out and visit the child, up to that point, you would continue to inquire about children.